I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it is our last break of the day. It's been a good day. And before we get to your question for Steve Jr., we got to say happy Founders Day for Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. 113 years. It's Founders Day. Yeah.
Monica,
congratulations.
Mississippi, Monica.
Happy Founders Day to the Deltas. I see you, Monica.
Delta Sigma Theta.
1913. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Founders Day. Beautiful woman right. in that mm-hmm. sorority.
Yeah. Yes, congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right, Junior.
Yeah.
You got a question?
Yeah, Uncle. Can you talk about this purpose versus passion and what the difference between the two is? Because some people think their purpose is their passion. You know, this may be your passion. It's just your passion, not your purpose, though. You know, you might be doing one thing, but what's your passion and what's your purpose?
Well, I don't. I mean, the perfect.
This shit.
The perfect marriage is to have them both. Is to marry your passion to your purpose. It's not a bad thing. To have both. But, you know, you can be passionate about something that you're not even good at. That's the sad thing. You know how many times you've heard somebody say, if you want something bad enough, you can have it. That's not true. That's not true. You know what I mean? Think about all some of the stuff you've really, really wanted and never got. But you wanted it, though. That's just not a true statement. If you want something bad enough, you'll have it. That's not true. Because if you don't apply the principles to the things you want, it's not going to happen. Wanting something is not enough. Believing something is not enough. Wanting and believing something, I am telling you, is not enough. Faith without works is dead. Wanting something without applying the principles, it's useless. I want to win the lotto. I want to win the Powerball. Oh, I want it so badly. I play it every week. You know how many people have died and never won that Powerball? Because, you know, you're wanting and you're passionate about something. First of all, you don't have control over nothing. You don't have control over the amount, the ball, the number that comes up, that what the ritual is, the payout. It's just nothing. Passion doesn't mean you're good at it. At one point in time, I was passionate about golf. I'm not passionate about it anymore. I play it when I play it. Because I discovered something. As passionate as I was, I just wasn't good at it. Now, I still enjoy going out there playing it, but my expectations has been lowered to the point where now I have a good time. But I was passionate about it, but I wasn't good at it. Now, what I am good at, what I am really, really good at, I have managed to become passionate about it. I am really, really good at mentoring young men. I am really, really good at that. I am passionate about mentoring young men. I am passionate about having them at my ranch. I'm passionate about talking to them on the phone one-on-one. I'm passionate about going on Zooms talking to them. I'm passionate about that. And it's become my purpose. Because when I leave this world, I want to leave behind thousands of young people who can say, man, what Steve Harvey said really helped me. Not that I was a great game show host. Not that I was a pretty good comedian. All that will speak for itself. Or not. As a matter of fact, man, I've stopped doing the one thing I love. Do you know, man, that I was really, really passionate about stand up. Do you know, man, that my purpose was to be one of the top stand-ups in the country? Do you know that I have stopped so long that the majority of people who are fans of mine now don't even know that that's what I was? Man, it's so crazy, man, when I realize how long I've been doing this. A lady was doing my makeup and told me she didn't realize that I used to have hair. You thought I was born bald and I stayed in there? You don't think at no point I had hair? She was doing my makeup and said, "Mr. Harvey, I never knew you had hair. You putting makeup on my head, them little granules you see every now and then, you know what that is? You see them roots up there? That was hair." But when she was born, Steve Harvey's show was off. When she got old enough to watch stuff, which was 20 years ago, when she saw what she was 26, I was already bald. It's crazy, man. So the perfect marriage is to become passionate about your purpose. But be very, very careful, because you're passionate about something don't mean you're good at it. Now, I'm passionate about fishing. I fish pretty good. But if I'm on a boat with Kevin Van Dam, I'm going to look like a fool. Or if I'm on a boat with Bill Dance, I'm not going to look that good of a fisherman because I'm out here with the pros. Just have to be careful, man. I know that might not have answered your question, but that's what I felt like saying. Those are my closing remarks today. If you didn't get nothing out of it, tune in tomorrow. I might have something for you here. Talk to God today, everybody. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.